Broadcasting, in association with United Artists, presents Rocky IV, written by, directed by, and starring Sylvester Stallone as Rocky. Also starring Talia Shire, Burt Young, Carl Weathers, Bridget Nielsen, and Tony Burton. Audio described by Tony Cook on behalf of the MCS Agency. Two giant boxing gloves, one bearing the American flag, the other the Russian flag, crash together and explode. From a ringside, Rocky's trainer yells desperately as Rocky is taking a pounding from a bearded black opponent. In the audience, Rocky's wife, Adrian, is on her feet and shouting his name. And Rocky is fighting back, unleashing punch after punch with a newfound vigor. He taunts the other fighter as he does so. Rocky delivers a powerful right hook that sends the man down. He staggers round the ring himself but keeps on his feet. As the black man tries to get up, the ref is counting. Adrian is on her feet again, joining in the count. On the count of 10, the ref declares Rocky the winner. Now, sometime later.
We made a deal.
I know, but this is extremely crazy.
Yeah, it's mentally irregular, right?
Yeah.
But it makes all the sense in the world. Huh? You owe me a favor.
I know, but what'd you think of this?
About 3 years ago.
Oh, it's very crazy, Apollo.
Look, Stallion. Now, look, when you run that last fight, you won by 1 second. You beat me by 1 second. 1 second, that's very hard for a man of my intelligence to handle.
Oh, is it? But didn't you say after I beat you, you learned how to live with it?
I lied.
Oh, you lied. Oh, so now you just gotta prove it to yourself,
just
right?
Just myself. No TV, no newspapers, just you and me.
Nothing, just you and me. Age before beauty.
Anything you say, Stallion.
I do all the work, all okay. Right. I'll tell you, Paul, better go slow. You ain't as young as springtime anymore.
I'm still young enough to whip your butt, Stallion.
Oh, yeah? How are you gonna do that? You taught me everything you know.
Almost everything. You gotta remember now. You fight great, but I'm a great fighter. Huh? You ready?
No, absolutely.
All right. You know, Stallion, it's too bad we gotta get old, huh?
Just keep punching, Apollo. Wanna ring the bell?
All right. Ding, ding. Come on, Stallion. Come on, come on.
Boy, you really look good for an older guy. Look at him fly.
Look out now. No, you don't want any of this. Come on.
Maybe I'm in here with the wrong guy.
As Rocky and Apollo each aim a punch, the picture freezes. Next, it's nighttime. A sporty coupe pulls up outside an elegant house in landscape gardens. As Rocky gets out with a holdall, a young boy pointing a video camera with a bright light greets him on the white stone veranda.
Dad, you're late. Mom's gonna yell at you.
How you doing?
Fine.
Oh, you know, don't you think that's a little bright, don't you think? A little bit?
Where'd you get that hat?
A friend gave it to me. Like it?
Who punched you in the eye?
Same friend.
That's weird. Better hurry, Dad.
You know, you're developing a very, very loud personality.
Don't go too fast, or you're gonna get out of focus.
Oh, really?
Now a festively decorated room, a banner says, Happy Birthday, Uncle.
Yo, it's about time.
I'm sorry I'm late. Hey, listen, why don't you go over there and get ready to eat, okay?
Great, you're here. Now you can stop calling him names.
Oh, you've been calling me names, huh?
Well, we wait any longer, then I'll be ready for the next birthday.
Where have you been?
Oh, getting punched.
Well, why don't you bring the cake in here? We can get the celebration underway.
Boy, am I hungry.
Hey, babe, why don't you get the cake? I think you'll love it. You got a great surprise for you. You're gonna love this cake, okay?
You're gonna love your present, Uncle Polly.
Where is it?
Oh, let me set the mood here. I gotta turn the lights down and everything. Watch this.
It's parked outside the driveway?
Just be patient, would you? I'm so excited that I'm starting to sweat. I feel like I'm getting ready to go into a big fight or something. Watch this.
A flashing robot on wheels glides into the room, holding a tray with a birthday cake with lighted candles. Paulie looks baffled.
Happy birthday, Paulie.
It flashes Happy Birthday, Paulie on a screen. It pauses where he sits. A light from its revolving head beams in his face. Paulie stares nonplussed.
What the hell is this?
Your present.
Yo, I wanted a sports car for my birthday. Not no walking trash can.
Oh, come on, it looks great here.
It's extremely psycho, Rocco.
Well, since you don't have any friends, we thought you'd like it.
Yeah, pretend you're happy. Well, you'll keep your company when you're all alone.
That's a great-looking guy.
Please make a wish.
It's creepy. That talks, that thing.
Creepy? These things are great. I wish I had one of these when I was growing up. Go on, make a wish, like he says.
I wish I wasn't in his nightmare.
Hey, very classy wish. Very nice. What do you think there? Very good, huh?
Want to help me put out this forest fire?
Sure.
Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three.
As Paulie blows, the boy squirts cream on the candles.
You drowned in me.
Oh, don't worry. I'll clean it up for you, Bully.
Now Adrian's in bed, Rocky appears with a cake.
Rocky.
Yeah, you notice.
What are you doing with that cake?
Well, the party ain't over yet, you know. Still gotta celebrate some more. It's a special night.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
It's definitely Wednesday, but in case you forgot, it's almost been 9 years since you've been married to me, so... Here's your prize.
Oh, but our anniversary's a week away.
That's true, but why wait?
Has it been that rough?
No. I'll tell you, it's been excellent, really. Well, open your prize. Go open your prize.
Her package contains a watch with a wraparound wristband.
You like it?
It's beautiful.
All right. I was so nervous. I didn't know. I hope you like it. The guy I bought it from says... Even if it looks like a snake, don't worry, because it won't bite you.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You know what's amazing? That after all these years, everything still seems kind of new. You remember a long time ago, I told you that, I said that you ain't never getting rid of me. Remember that? Well, you're not. You're never getting rid of me.
He kisses her on the lips.
Happy almost anniversary.
Next, newspaper photos of a blonde man called Drago and his Olympic swimming champion wife. One caption reads, Russians invade U.S. sports. Reporters and photographers greet their plane.
Could you answer a few questions, please?
Excuse me, how long are you here for?
We talked later.
When are you going to fight, Drago?
We talked later.
Is it definite that the Soviet Union will enter professional boxing?
Please, no more talk now. We will talk
at some point. Do you know where it's going to be
held? Where is my Drago?
We talk later, please.
In his swimming pool, Apollo throws tennis balls for three golden retrievers. A TV is perched on a table at the water's edge.
Today may have proved to be a landmark in sports history. After unraveling years of red tape, Russia will now throw its hat into the ring. The prize ring, that is. The introductions were made by his wife, Lamila Vobik-Drago. She was the double gold medalist in swimming.
Today, the Soviet Union has officially entered professional boxing. My husband and great undefeated heavyweight world amateur champion, Captain Ivan Drago, has come here with his trainers to America to compete as an international sportsman and ambassador of goodwill.
Has Drago ever boxed against a real professional?
From having been trained in Russia by great boxing coach Manuel Vega, and now by Sergei Rimsky, we hope he's qualified to do so.
Hope?
Well, I know he is, but I don't want to sound too confident.
If possible, we would like to have an exhibition bout with your famous champion, Rocky Balboa.
What makes you think he can stand the pressure of fighting someone as seasoned as Balboa?
There is no one who can match his strength, his endurance, or his aggressiveness.
You make it sound like he's indestructible.
Yes, he is.
Well, can this mammoth Russian, who's already been nicknamed the Siberian Express, wreak havoc among the professional heavyweight ranks? Whoever he fights first, it'll be one hot ticket. We'll be right back with a check on today's pro football sports scoreboard.
Dad, why can't I learn to fight?
I can't hear you. What?
I want to learn to fight.
Yo, could you turn your robot down? Change your mind. You see, I fight so you don't have to fight. Because I want you to use your head for something instead of a punching bag like I do.
Your head doesn't look like a punching bag.
No. That's nice. Thanks a lot.
It looks like a catcher's mitt.
Oh, a wise guy, huh?
Mr. Balboa, Mr. Creed's on the phone.
Yeah, I'll be right there.
You can get it right here.
Hope it's not another rematch.
Oh, don't worry about it. Okay, hello? Yeah, Paul, hey, turn that down. Yeah, Paul, how you doing? Yeah? You coming out? Yeah, that's great. What am I doing? I'm just getting dizzy.
The Russians give a news conference in a high-tech gym.
My husband and I thank you for coming to our training quarter today. As you can see, it is highly advanced, and we wish to show the American press a small portion of the advances our country's made in the technology of human performance.
Coach Rinsky, what does all this do to enhance performance?
Well, if I may answer, it makes a man a better man. A great athlete, a super athlete, by harnessing all his strength. Though most of the world is ignorant in body chemistry, we wish to educate your country.
There have been rumors of blood doping and widespread distribution of anabolic steroids in the Soviet Union. Has Drago partaken in any such experiments?
No, no. Ivan is naturally trained.
Then how do you explain his freakish strength?
Like your papa. He ate his spinach every day.
Drago stares impassively.
Shall we have a demonstration?
Please do.
Thank you. A normal heavyweight averages 700 pounds of pressure per square inch.
He nods to Drago, who flexes his muscular frame and crashes his fist into an electronic measuring compressor.
As you can see, Drago averages 1,850 pounds. So the result's quite obvious.
And what results are those?
Whatever he hits, he destroys.
He's an amateur. He's big and he's strong, but he's clumsy. I know I can beat him.
Why do you want to fight again?
Let's just say it's something I believe in.
You can do your homework.
Okay. Later, Dad. Later, Uncle Polly. Later, Apollo.
Later, big man.
See you later, kiddo. Yo, don't you think people are expecting to see Rocky whack this bum out first?
Yeah, yeah, and he will when it's for real. This is just an exhibition bout. It's kid stuff.
What's the purpose? I mean, what at this point in your life is worth getting hurt for?
The robot hovers in, playing music.
What the hell is that?
That's my girl.
The robot delivers a can of beer to Paulie, who sits unshaven in his vest.
Thanks, honey.
You're welcome.
It's a nice song.
It's my favorite. You're the greatest. See you, sport.
See you.
Yo, Paulie, who taught her to talk like that?
He loves me.
Oh.
Like I was saying, I don't want this chump to come over here with all that hype, you know, trying to make us look bad. We try every other way. With Rock's help, we can get great media coverage. We make them look bad for a change.
I think it's wrong.
No, it's never been more right.
You're a great fighter, but you've been retired for nearly 5 years. Don't you think it's time to start thinking about something else? I mean, how much can you take? Either of you.
She looks with concern from Rocky to Apollo.
Get the coffee. Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I just care about you both.
Apollo half stands as she leaves the table while Paulie reads a comic.
You ever try these comics?
No, no.
Keeps your fertility.
Hey, Paulie.
Yeah. Oh, no, this was a great fight.
You're great. I'm getting punchy just watching it. Look at this.
Mamma mia, what you using for a chin there, Stag?
I should have slipped that one.
Yeah, you definitely should have slipped that one. Listen, Stag, it's crazy how people, man, they just care about you when you're in that ring, and they care about you when you're blinking, but once you step out of that ring, Stag, it's like ancient history.
Oh, ancient history, you know.
I don't see anybody asking for autographs, do you? Huh?
By the way, can I ask you something? Well, you know, this fight you're having against the Russian, do you think maybe it ain't against him?
If it's not him, Stallion, then who's it against?
But do you think maybe it's like you against you? What do you think?
You know, I think you really are getting brain damage. That's what I think, Stallion.
Maybe, but
Yeah, really, I'm speaking the truth here, pal.
Are you? I don't think I want to hear this, Stallion.
Oh, come on. Hey, Paolo, look. You are a great fighter, no doubt about that. But look, we got to face the facts, too. You don't want to believe it, but maybe the show is over.
And that's easy for you to say. You're still on top. What happens when you're not on top? Then what? Where do we go, Stallion? Because we sure as hell can't be born again.
No, no, we can't be born again. But, you know, let's face it, we got to change sometime.
I don't want to change, man. I like who I am.
I like who you are, too, but look at that, you know? You don't want to believe this, but that ain't us up there no more, pal. We can't do that the way we did it before. We're changing. We're like turning into regular people.
Nah, Stallion, maybe you think you're changing, but you can't change what you really are. And you can forget all this money and stuff you got all around you, man, because it don't change a thing. You and me, we don't even have a choice. See, we're born with a killer instinct that you can't just turn off and on like some radio. We have to be right in the middle of the action because we're the warriors. And without some challenge, without some damn war to fight, then the warrior may as well be dead, Stallion. So I'm asking you, as a friend, stand by my side this one last time.
You're a great talker, pal. Right, but when this is over?
You know me, Stallion. Always think of something else.
That's what I'm afraid of. All right, you got a deal there. I feel sorry for that guy, huh?
Paolo, what made you decide to put on an exhibition fight with Drago?
Oh, let's call it a sense of responsibility.
Responsibility? How?
I had to teach this young fellow to box, American style.
Oh, isn't Drago a little inexperienced to be in the same ring?
Yeah. Well, you know, some folks got to learn the hard way.
So no quick knockout prediction.
No, I'm not angry with him. See, I just want to show the whole world that Russia doesn't have all the best athletes.
Rocky, how do you think training? Apollo should fight Drago?
Well, personally, I think the first thing you better get Apollo is a ladder.
Drago, how does it feel to spar with the great former champion?
The man's tongue didn't come through customs.
My husband is very happy to have this opportunity. It's his dream.
Dream? How do you mean?
In our country, Apollo Creed is well known and very respected. It could be a good victory.
Whoa.
Hey, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Oh.
When? Now, you don't really think you're going to whip me, now, do you?
That's right. Well, you didn't come here to lose.
Well, you hold on, little lady. You hold on. Because lose and lose royally, he's going to do.
How can you be so sure?
Well, I've been with the best. And I beat the best. I've retired more men than Social Security.
Excuse me. You are not very realistic, are you, Mr. Creed?
Where did you come from? What are you talking about?
You can box, yes, but you are far too old to think that you can win over Drago.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yes, and it could be a painful one.
You put that heavy bag with eyeballs in the ring with me, and you're going to see the meaning of pain.
Why do you insult us?
Now, you just hold on here. Don't make me out to be the bad guy. I came here to talk about a friendly exhibition bout till Comrade Big Mouth started
it. Right. It's you who are the aggressor. This is obvious.
I don't
want to
hear this, man.
I wish to say to the press, in all fairness, Drago should not even fight this man.
Oh,
because he is a has-been. Oh,
you get that big chump in the ring right
Mr.
now.
Mr. Paul, I'm going to shoot him.
Bring it on. Look, I don't want to hear anything about Frank. Just let that chump go.
Drago pushes Apollo. Apollo is restrained as he tries to have a go back.
Said what I feel. I'll finish this in the ring. You understand? We're gonna finish this in the ring. Look, you just shut up. And all these puppets that you brought with you, history, Chuck. You history.
How did I do? A little loud for my taste, but good. Oh yeah, very good.
Drago aggressively pulls down a cardboard cutout of Apollo.
Welcome, one and all, to the City of Lights, Las Vegas, and to one of the most unusual events in years. East meets West. Age versus youth in a Goodwill exhibition match. As the former champion, Apollo Creed, takes on a mountain of muscle from the Soviet Union, Ivan Drago.
Apollo's dressing room.
Yeah, I'm ready to rock and roll. You want to talk
I understand,
patience.
But you got to get your equipment here. There you go. Now you look like a mummy.
I feel like a mummy.
How does it feel, okay?
It feels great. I feel like I could eat nails, Stallion.
You know, I never tried them things, you know.
What are you talking about?
for snails. I never had them, you know. I see them in the garden, but I never want to eat them.
I didn't say anything about snails. I said nails. Nails.
Yeah. Well, you look pretty good, but, you know, just do me a favor when you go up there, Apollo. You know, try not to wear yourself out, okay?
Oh, yeah, wear myself out, sure.
Well, it's just that, you know, you ain't been in the ring for like 5 years, so I just want you to maintain a little bit.
What are you talking about? You sound like I'm an old man. Man, I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm stronger. I'm quicker.
Well, hey, I'm not saying you're not ready or anything, but personally, if it were me, I wouldn't mind postponing a couple weeks.
Postpone?
Yeah. I mean, come on, Apollo. We don't know anything about this guy you're fighting, really.
Look, okay. Let's say I postpone, right? I pull out, somebody else steps in and whips this chump. Then where does that leave me?
What do you mean, leave you, Apollo? It's just some kind of exhibition fight. This thing don't mean nothing.
No, man. That's where you're wrong. This is not just an exhibition fight that doesn't mean anything. Look, this is us against them. What are you talking about? Come on. Stallion, maybe you don't know what I'm talking about now. But you will when it's over. Believe me, you will when it's over.
Drago stands psyching himself up with sweat glistening on his sullen face. The audience are taking their seats. Adrian's in a pink dress. Apollo's wife wears a blue outfit. Drago's wife, Ludmilla, strides through the arena with government official Koloff. Apollo's wife looks at her uncertainly as she comes to talk to her.
Good luck. I hope after we can be friends. I hope so. Of course, they're sportsmen, not soldiers.
The two women smile and shake hands.
Enjoy the fight.
Koloff also shakes her hand. Drago stands alone on a roped boxing ring. He wears a gold-colored robe. Above him, the roof slides back. His platform starts to rise into the arena and towards an array of glittering lights. He stares around him with a look of bewildered disdain. There are dancing girls on an elaborate set of multi-leveled stages. Mock-up aeroplanes that look like the real thing hover above. The whole glitzy setting looks like it could have come out of a Hollywood musical. The singer struts around the stage. The stars and stripes are waved everywhere. Up to a higher stage and sees Apollo prancing about in time to the music, dressed in an Uncle Sam's outfit, a Stars and Stripes jacket with a gaudy George Washington hat. The Russian stares long and hard with cold eyes. Apollo struts the main stage with the soul singer and the dancing girls and the gyrating band, and from a distance, the icy stare from the man he'll soon be fighting.
Yeah!
fueled sense of patriotism, the dancers and the audience waved their American flags.
Good evening, everyone. Along with Warner Wolf, I'm Stu Mahan, and we welcome you to a most unusual event. For the first time ever, West against East in professional sports.
Thanks for getting me here, Stallion. I owe you one, okay?
Oh, no, we're even.
God, I feel born again.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. I would like to announce the presence of a true fighting champion that defines the word courage, the Italian Stallion, Rocky Balboa.
Excuse me, would you?
Certainly.
Rocky!
Rocky waves to the audience.
Tonight's special event features two great athletes. In the blue corner, weighing 221 pounds, a former heavyweight champion of the world, the Dancing Destroyer, the King of Sting, the Count of Monte Fisto.
Yo, you think you got enough names?
Patience, Dad. Almost done.
The master of disaster, the one and only Apollo Creed.
The crowd anticipating a great fight now as Apollo is in the ring. He's playing to the crowd.
In the red corner, weighing an even 261 pounds, gold medalist and undefeated world amateur champion from the Soviet Union, the Siberian Bull, Ivan Drago.
I want you!
Now the two fighters come to the center of the ring for the instructions from referee Lou Filippo.
You boys know the rules. Watch your low blows, kidney punches, rabbit punches. In case of a knockdown, you go to the corner I tell you to, and you stay there until I tell you to come out. Shake hands, let's have a good fight.
All right, it's time to go to school, son. Come on, get your hands up, man. You need an interpreter? It's time to go to school.
You're gonna lose.
Apollo and Rocky exchange a glance.
All right.
The bad blood between these two can be felt all over this arena.
I can't get over the size of this Russian.
The Russian towers above Apollo.
Ready for the showtime! It's showtime! It's showtime!
Excuse me. Did you forget something?
The gum shield.
And Apollo seems to be in great spirits tonight. He's really putting on a show for this capacity crowd.
Be back in a minute, all right?
Round one. Creed dancing around. Creed backpedaling now. He's been away by...
Don't wait on him. Get off first.
Come on.
Neither fighter ready to throw a punch. A left jab once again by Creed.
Double up the jab.
And a slip by Creed.
This is bizarre. Creed is over the hill, and the Russian hasn't fought anybody.
Apollo jabs at the Russian.
Drago moving in again. A left hand by Creed. Another left hand by Creed. And Drago moves away.
All right, come on. Hands up.
Creed, another left hand by Creed. Drago waiting, cocking that right hand.
Ooh, a pushing right by the Russian. Get out of there!
And the left hand, he's taking some punishment now. Drago moves him against the ropes.
Climb up now!
The left hand ties him up, and now the Russian throws Creed across the ring. Comes in with more punishment. It is Drago with the upper hand now. Drago with the left to the midsection. Drago
get out of
the
left corner!
Drago with the right hand. Another right hand. Shoot by Drago. Hey, Creed, stay up. Oh, the solid, but Creed.
What are you guys doing? This is supposed to be an exhibition. You understand? An exhibition.
Tremendous end to the first round by the Russian and a very bloody Apollo Creed. The Soviet strength is incredible.
Champ, look, I gotta stop. This fight's finished. I gotta call it. Look, champ, you can't do no more out there.
I'm here to fight.
He's killing you. I gotta stop this thing.
I'm here to fight. Promise me. You're not gonna stop this fight.
Well, I'll tell you something. That was a pulverizing round for the ex-champion.
Hey, folks, Ivan Drago is definitely for real.
You don't stop this fight, no matter what.
Rocky looks worried as he slots another gum shield into Apollo's mouth.
No matter what.
Apollo catches a concerned look from his wife in the audience. He raises his fist to reassure her.
Creed now comes out for round two, dancing around. The legs appear to be still a little rubbery.
Hands up! Hands up!
And now it is the Russian just standing there. The Russian trying to intimidate Creed. And the loser throws the right hand and staggers Creed under the right to the jaw. Under the right to the head. Grabs it. The referee tries to step in and he's thrown across the ring.
Shut him down!
I've never seen Apollo take so much punishment.
Drago hits out with a thunderous left hook. Apollo's wife stares open-mouthed with a look of horror as her man goes down. Rocky stares in sad disbelief. A smile forms on Ludmilla's lips.
Not be defeated.
Is he okay? Tony, get him back down here!
There is no movement by Creed.
Did they light all the...
I defeat all that.
Is he dead?
Get out of here!
It's absolute pandemonium.
We let him be. Come on,
follow. You can do it. Do it. I defeat the real champion.
Push the stretcher.
Somebody sent for a doctor.
Let him breathe, for God's sake.
What started out as a joke has turned out to be a disaster.
Creed appears to be in very serious condition.
The man alive.
If he dies.
As Rocky cradles Apollo's head, he glances at Drago, who holds his gaze. Next to Apollo's funeral, Rocky wears dark glasses that match his black tie as he stands beside the grave, which is adorned with flowers.
There's a lot I could say about this man. I don't know if it matters now. I guess what matters is what he stood for, what he lived for, and what he died for. He always did everything the way you wanted it. I know I didn't understand that, but I understand. I'll never forget you, Apollo.
Watched by Apollo's trainer, Duke, he bends to take from a bag a belt with a gold medallion inscribed with the words, "The World Heavyweight Champion." He places it on the flowers on the tarpaulin that covers the grave.
Final.
Yes. Rocky, over here, please.
Is this the first time the champion has given up his crown?
I don't know about that.
Doesn't the title mean anything to you anymore?
Not until this is over.
Coach, considering Rocky's known punching power, do you still think this is going to be an easy fight?
Yes, of course.
It's a matter of science. Evolution. Isn't it, gentlemen? Drago is the most perfectly trained athlete ever. This other man has not the size, the endurance, or the genetics to win. It's physically impossible for this little man to win. Drago is a look at the future.
Champ, there's been no mention of it yet, but how much are you making for this fight?
No money. It's not about money.
Has the fight date been set yet?
December 25th.
Why Christmas?
That's what I was told.
Where?
It's in Russia.
Are you nuts?
Rocky, what's going on?
Why did you agree to this?
We fight in Soviet Union, but we fight nowhere. Why don't you ask Drago's wife? Why? She is afraid. Tell them, please.
I'm afraid for my husband's life. We have threats of violence everywhere. We are not politics. All I want is for my husband to be safe, to be treated fairly. You call him a killer. He's a professional fighter, not a killer. You have this belief that you are better than us. You have this belief that this country is so very good and we are so very bad. You have this belief that you are so fair and we are so very cruel.
It's all lies and false propaganda to support this antagonistic and violent government.
Oh, violent? Hey, we don't keep our people behind a wall with machine guns.
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm the unsilent majority, big mouth.
Good. Yes, good. Insult us. This more typical rude behavior toward visiting foreigners. But perhaps this simple defeat of this little so-called champion will be a perfect example of how pathetically weak your society has become. We go.
The Russian delegation get from their seats.
Rocky, can you tell us about it?
Adrian drives home to a posse of waiting reporters and photographers.
How do you feel about going to Russia?
Is your husband going to Moscow?
Mrs. Balboa, how does it feel to be part of such a country?
Do you think Rocky
is a part of
such
a country? Adrian.
Mrs. Balboa, did your creed's death make up your husband's mind?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why is he going at Christmas?
I'm not going to Russia. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why you're here. I don't know what your people are doing here.
Why are you talking, Mrs. Balboa?
She escapes inside the house. It's dark when Rocky arrives home in his car. Light reflects from two upstairs windows. Two outside lanterns are lit. The spacious hallway is in semi-darkness as Rocky lets himself in. Adrian is waiting in her pink dressing gown on the grand stairway.
Rocky?
Yeah?
You all right? How'd you do it?
I just gotta do what I gotta do.
You don't have to do anything.
No, you're not doing. I gotta leave this place, too.
So where are you going?
They said they're gonna let me train in Russia, and I just wanna go someplace where I ain't gonna think about nothing except him.
Rocky. Give it some time. Don't do this. A lot of people live with hurt.
Adrian, a lot of people don't have a choice. I do.
And for that, you're willing to lose everything?
Adrian, this ain't everything. This house and the cars and all the stuff we got, that ain't everything. It's a lot more than this, Adrian.
Before, there were reasons to fight I could understand, but I don't understand this. Even if you win, what have you won? Apollo's still gone. Why can't you change your thinking? Everybody else does.
Because I'm a fighter. That's the way I'm made, Adrian. That's what you married. We can't change what we are.
Yes, you can.
You can't change anything, Adrian. All we can do is just go with what we are.
You can't go with what you are. Have you read the papers? Do you know what everybody says? It's suicide. You've seen him, you know how strong he is. You can't win!
He looks at her stunned and upset.
Adrian. Adrian always tells the truth. No, maybe I can't win. Maybe the only thing I can do is just take everything he's got. But the baby, he's gonna have to kill me. And to kill me, he's going to have the heart to stand in front of me. And to do that, he's got to be willing to die himself. I don't know if he's ready to do that. I don't know.
Adrian watches from the stairway as he turns his back and walks out. He gets back into his car, which has the number plate Southpaw, and turns it round in the drive. As his headlights blaze into the darkness, vivid images flash into his head, a Drago with his fists raised, looking wild-eyed and threatening. As the coupe speeds along a deserted road, more images crowd his brain. He has flashbacks. Once again, he's watching the tragic boxing match between Apollo and the Russian. Once again, he feels the emotion.
We're not indestructible. Baby, better get that straight. I think it's unbelievable how you give him to the hands of fate.
Now he sees himself and Apollo running along a beach. They share a hug.
I'm not asking for another chance. I just wanna know why.
He cradles Apollo's head as he's dying and feels the desperation he felt then. He remembers vividly the championship match he had with Apollo when he took the title by 1 second. He pictures Adrian in her pink dressing gown on the stairway. She turns and walks away. Then it's Apollo's injured face illuminated in the glare of spotlights. He sees himself before he was rich, in shabby clothes, in a shabby part of town, and then once more the smirking face of the giant Russian. A montage of pictures flow, people as they are, as they were, and people no longer alive. As he speeds along with a faraway look in his eyes, he has a flashback to his first date with Adrian, she wearing a tweed coat and a woolly hat. Their first hungry kiss in a rundown bed sit, with his boxing gloves hanging on a door beside them. He sees himself again in the ring on his long journey to becoming world champion. His proposal of marriage at a zoo in the snow with a tiger as witness, and then their wedding day.
Baby, baby, we can share this skin. We can know how we feel inside. Instead of going down an endless road, not knowing if we did or lied. Something's all worth fighting for. Something
new is... pictures crowd his mind. He and Apollo training together on a treadmill. Apollo smiling at him warmly with a thumbs up sign. Apollo with a blood-stained face, dying in his arms. Keep coming. Apollo going down in the ring, the look of horror on the face of Apollo's wife, the bloodstained towel, and there once more, the impassive face of the giant blonde Russian Drago, staring at him with his cold green eyes. Now Rocky drives into a long underpass. He can just see the lights at the end of the tunnel. Later, a driver packs the taxi while Pauly watches. The robot watches too.
Be careful with those clappers. They belong to the boss. Pauly, did you pack your toothbrush? You know how tobacco stains your teeth. If I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times.
Hey, stop busting my chops.
Pauly.
I'm gonna have a wires tied when I get back.
Rocky sits on his son's bed.
When will you be back?
Oh, pretty soon.
Are you scared?
Nah.
Yes, you are. A little, maybe?
Well, wouldn't you be?
If a big, giant man wanted to beat me up, I'd be real scared.
Well, the truth is, you know, sometimes I do get a little scared, you know. When I'm in that ring and I'm really getting hit on, and my arms hurt so much I can't even lift them, And I was thinking, God, I wish this guy would hit me on the chin so I don't feel nothing anymore. Then there's another side that comes out that isn't so scared. It's another side that, like, wants to take more. Wants to go that one more round. Because like, going that one more round when you don't think you can, that's what makes all the difference in your life. You know what I mean? And when you remember one more thing, you remember that daddy thinks you're the best boy in the world? Hmm? That daddy loves you no matter what?
He hugs the boy.
I gotta go now. I'm gonna take care of everything.
Okay.
And don't forget to feed your robot. Okay. Yeah. Bye, babe.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Come on, the meat is running!
Rocky strills towards the taxi, holding a fur-lined jacket and the flat cap given to him by Apollo. He glances up to see Adrian looking out of a bedroom window. They hold each other's gaze, both looking sad. From a murky sky, a plane lands at a small airport in a snowy wasteland.
Two worlds collide, rival nations. It's a primitive clash, fitting years of frustration. Bravely we hope against all hope. There is so much at stake, seems our freedom's up against the road.
A small reception party, including armed soldiers in Red Army uniform, wait in the falling snow as the plane with the sickle and hammer emblem on its side touches down. Two men in trilby hats wait in a black car. As the propellers whir to a standstill, the door of the plane is opened by a soldier. Paulie, wearing a woolly hat, is first out.
What a horrendous flight. This is Russia? Don't look so tough, Rock.
Next out is Duke, who stares at two red flags fluttering in the wind. Rocky stands on the steps of the plane and looks from left to right. Two men pull a luggage trolley. Another man in a Cossack hat and with a snow-covered beard watches the new arrivals. The waiting black car pulls alongside the plane. The index letters read ATK. A moustache man in a black trilby gets out.
Mr. Balboa. Здравствуйте. We take you to quarters now. Пожалуйста.
Hey, when does the sun come up? This is detrimental to my sinuses.
Weather changes, hour to hour. Get used to it. Пожалуйста. Get in the car now. We have very long trip.
Sounds like Franklin's cousin.
Come on, boy.
In the warrior's code, there's no surrender. Though his body says stop, his spirit cries, never deep in our soul, a quiet ember. Knows it's you against you. It's the paradox that drives us all.
In a snow-covered wilderness, with a backdrop of white mountains, a man finishes chopping logs outside one of a scattering of timber cabins where icicles hang from the roof. He stares curiously as two black Mercedes, one sporting the Soviet flag, make their way through the snow. The lead car stops in front of one of the cabins. Rocky and party get out along with the moustache man in the black trilby.
Like you request. Yes?
You requested this dumb location?
Yeah.
Why? You planning to grow reindeer or something?
I just wanted to get away from things, you know.
The equipment you requested is embarked.
Rocky points to two men in the second car.
Who are they?
They are assigned to you. Official chaperones, yes? Where you go, they go.
Oh, I have a bad dream here.
Oh, it's okay.
It's okay. This is below human standards. There's no antennas. You gotta complain. We'll crack out here.
You have everything I have been instructed to provide. We are finished. Yes. До свидания.
The government official climbs back into the black Mercedes and drives off, the snow chains on his wheels gripping the ice.
Los flowers?
I don't think I need any more phone.
No sparring, no TV, nothing. How the heck is he supposed to train around here? No TV. What about the Rose Bowl game? No room service, I bet. I hope they got my comics here. What a depressing vacation.
Paulie wanders off with a cigar in his mouth, falling over in the snow.
Goddamn!
Later, he sits on a rocking chair in front of a flaming log fire, listening to his personal stereo. An oil lamp burns. With a candle on the table, Duke plays chess with the caretaker, who stares expressionless while moving his bishop. Duke traps his king with a pawn.
Checkmate, friend.
Upstairs in his room, Rocky sticks a photo of his son on the mirror. He also sticks up a photo of Drago.
Yeah.
Hey, champ. Can I come up?
Yeah, sure.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Some kind of weather we having up here, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
But for what you got to do, it's good. Toughen you up.
I guess so.
I know you're going to have to do almost everything alone up here. But you know I'll be with you.
Yeah, I know.
Apollo was like my son. I raised him. And when he died, a part of me died. But now, you're the one. You're the one that's gonna keep his spirit alive. You're the one that's gonna make sure that he didn't die for nothing. Now, you're gonna have to go through hell, worse than any nightmare that you ever dreamed. But in the end, I know you'll be the one standing.
I try.
Duke and Rocky hug.
I try.
You know what you gotta do. Do it. Do it.
Thanks, Duke.
Rocky turns to look at the photo he's pasted up of the blonde Russian giant Drago. The icicles on the roof outside leak down droplets of water. Rocky steps out onto the veranda and walks down the steps into the snow. The bearded man in a Cossack hat watches before joining his colleague in the black Mercedes. As Rocky starts to jog, the car moves off after him. The caretaker watches with an axe in his hands. A woman with a shawl over her head and a man with a thick moustache also watch. As Rocky jogs over the snow-covered ground, the agent follows his movements through binoculars. Rocky startles three horses pulling a sled. Elsewhere in a high-tech gym, Drago trains. Digital screens flash up numbers, and men in white coats monitor his progress. While Rocky paces along a shallow stream, Drago glides round a carpeted runway. The bearded Russian with a Cossack hat watches Rocky all the time. Drago, too, is constantly monitored by electronic machines and scientists. Koloff and Ludmilla smile confidently. Now Rocky helps a farmer in his horse to right an overturned sled. Drago builds up his arm strength with probes attached to his chest. Their methods are totally different, but there's no let-up in either man's fierce training regime. Now Rocky saws logs in his fur-lined jacket while his Russian minder stands by the black car in the distance. Drago lifts weights in his shorts and vest. Uh-huh. Next, Drago builds up the muscles on his legs on a machine, while Rocky crawls through the snow with ropes attached to him, pulling a laden sledge on which Paulie sits. Duke nods encouragement while Rocky does pull-ups on a roof beam in the cabin. Drago is timed as he runs on the indoor track. Rocky trudges in deep snow with a heavy log over his shoulder, then a bout of shadow boxing in the open. Drago does the real thing with a sparring partner who wears head protection. He pounds the man with his powerful fist. Rocky swings an axe at a giant fir tree. Drago fells his sparring partner. Rocky fells the tree. Then it's back to the running. Drago races round the inside track with long strides. Rocky, now sporting a neat black beard, jogs through the rough snow, followed as ever by the black Mercedes. Rocky jogs on along a track in the snowy wilderness, flanked by a wooden fence and stark trees that have no leaves. The Russian stands by the car, never letting him out of his sight. Now Rocky walks back to the cabin. He stops and stares as he sees a figure standing on the veranda. It's Adrian, in white snow boots and an anorak. She walks down the steps and through the snow towards him. Behind her, the white mountains stretch up to a clear blue sky.
Stay away anymore. I missed you.
I missed you.
I'm with you no matter what.
No matter what?
No matter what.
They step towards each other and embrace. He kisses her on the lips. They stand with their foreheads touching, gazing into each other's eyes. Now lights shine from the upstairs window in the log cabin. Rocky kicks up dust from the floor as he skips furiously in a room where a roaring fire burns. A stack of logs is piled against one of the walls. Next, Rocky performs a series of pull-ups with his body hanging down from a hayloft. Duke holds onto his legs. Drago also does pull-ups strapped to a machine. It's into serious training again for both men. Adrian peeps from a doorway as Rocky hammers his fists into a punch bowl. Drago crashes his fist into the face of his sparring partner. Rocky screws up his face in effort as he hauls up on a rope a sling filled with rocks. Next, with Paulie, Duke and Adrian at his side, he rests on his shoulders, bringing his torso and legs slowly up and down.
No pain.
Drago repeatedly slams his fist into the punch measuring compressor, the digital counter showing higher figures each time. Drago receives a steroid injection into his hefty shoulder. Rocky grabs the photo of the Russian boxer from his mirror and screws it up. Now he grips the handles of a cart and lifts up and down as Duke, Paulie and Adrian sit inside. With his face creased in determination, Drago lifts heavier and heavier weights. As Rocky holds up the handles of the cart, every muscle on his body bulges. Drago suspends the heaviest weights above his head triumphantly to a round of applause led by a smiling Ludmilla. And now it's back to the running. Drago on his high-tech treadmill and Rocky on a narrow track with piles of snow at each side. The black Mercedes cruises after him through a forest of tall green conifer trees. Rocky quickens his pace. The Merc skids out of control and comes to rest against a wall of snow. The bearded Russian gets out to pursue Rocky on foot, but he falls in the snow. The experts gape at Drago as he goes faster and faster on his treadmill. His trainer nods to a technician and the machine goes faster and steeper. Drago keeps up his pace as the monitors flash wavy lines and figures. Rocky is away to the mountaintops. Drago is tested to his absolute limits. With determination and elation etched on his face, Rocky scrambles along a narrow rock face covered by snow. He's reached the very top of the mountain range. As the winter sun shines on him from the pale blue sky, he throws his arms up in jubilation.
Christmas from a very unusual place. We're in Moscow in the Soviet Union. I'm Barry Tompkins along with Al Bandiero, and this promises to be the most watched event in boxing history. The Iron Horse from America, Rocky Balboa, comes
American to the
Ivan Drago. Since that tragedy in Las Vegas and the death of Apollo Creed, has been re-nicknamed Death from Above.
Rocky sits somberly in his dressing room while Duke sticks plaster on his protective hand bandages. Two po-faced Soviet soldiers stand behind glass watching every move. Adrian glances around with an unsettled look. Rocky kneels on one knee with his head on his gloved hands, which rest on the wash basin. He prays. The huge audience stands.
The General Secretary of the Soviet and other members of the Politburo have now made their way to their seats high above the ring here in Moscow.
A bald-headed man with medals on his jacket waves. In his white robe, Rocky walks along a corridor.
Hey, Rocky, I know you're kind of busy just now, but I want to tell you some things I never told you. I know sometimes I act stupid and I say stupid things, but you kept me around and other people would have said drop that bum. You give me respect. You know, it's hard for me to say these kind of things because that ain't my way. But if I could just unzip myself and step out and be someone else, I want to be you. You're all hot.
Paulie kisses him on the cheek.
That's what?
Now blast this guy's teeth out!
That's right.
Adrian grips the shoulder of Paulie, who wears a robe emblazoned with the stars and stripes. Soldiers unlock a metal gate which leads towards the stadium. The spotlights are dazzling.
Right now, one of the fighters starting to make his way through this crowd and toward the ring. Listen to this crowd.
We knew he wouldn't be popular, but this one was on pure hatred.
Rocky's face absolutely like stone. He is a picture of concentration, and the booing crowd here does not seem to bother him one bit. The champ has a look tonight that can burn through lead. It seems that the booing crowd has absolutely no effect on the man. His concentration seems to be like stone.
That's my dad. You know, what do you think we are, nerds?
Listen to this crowd, it sounds
Adrian
insane.
Catches Ludmilla's eye. Ludmilla gives a dismissive half-smile.
And now the entrance of the Russian national champion. Ivan Drago, a man with an entire country in his corner.
Russian flags are waved excitedly as the spotlight switches to the giant of a man who now walks towards the ring. He pauses, but seems almost indifferent to the adoration. Two of the escorting party carry Olympic-style torches that leave a trail of smoke swirling in their wake. Drago, in a red robe, breaks into a jog. His eyes meet Rocky's. The two fighters hold each other's gaze. Neither blinks. Many in the cheering audience are in military uniform. Drago climbs through the ropes.
Look at the expression on the face of Ivan Drago. He seems impervious to this madness of the crowd. It's like a volcano just waiting to erupt.
The Russian champion is amazingly cool, ladies and gentlemen, as he acknowledges his comeback. As I say, I would like to point out again, this is a non-sanctioned fight. This is not for the title. The American Boxing Commission have not sanctioned this bout.
Duke removes Rocky's robe. Drago stares across at Rocky as his own robe is taken off. Drago holds up one of his red-gloved hands. The audience get to their feet in tribulation. They stay on their feet for the national anthem as the General Secretary of the USSR rises, along with other members of the Politburo. Soldiers hold a long salute. A massive red banner with a picture of Drago and the hammer and sickle emblem rises up in the auditorium. Drago slowly turns his head to stare again at Rocky, who holds the stare. Drago slowly diverts his gaze from Rocky. The General Secretary and the senior politician stand stiffly with their chests out, as do the uniformed personnel who salute behind them. Drago fixes Rocky with another threatening stare as fireworks cascade down from above the banner with his picture.
Абсолютный чемпион мира Рокки Бальбоа!
Красного
Урига! Чемпион олимпийских игр! Заслуженный мастер спорта Иван Драго!
The crowd is on its feet again. Людмила smiles. Drago plays to the audience, giving a few jabs in the air.
Screaming and roaring for their champion. The two men are walking toward the center of the ring. It's an unbelievable sight to see. They're toe-to-toe. The Russian towers above the American. It's the true case of David and Goliath here. It's unbelievable, the condition of both men, but the Russian champion...
I must break you.
Oh, Iman! Wait! Iman Drago wa! What can you do about this thing?
Remember what I said back there about none of you?
Yeah.
Forget it. Paulie leaves the ring. Drago gets a briefing as a gum shield is slotted into his mouth.
Take it straight to him. Take it straight to him and be a rock for him. You understand? Be a rock for him. Be strong. All right? Now take it to him. No pain. No pain.
No pain.
No pain. All right, one, two.
There's the bell for the opening round, and Rocky Balboa comes out to the center of the ring. But the Russian right back into Balboa's corner now. With a jab, and Balboa is not staying on balance because of the long jab of the Russian.
Brace yourself! Brace yourself! Come on! Get up! Hands up!
Touch him!
Now!
He can't seem to touch the Russian.
Rocky pounding away at the midsection of the Russian, and he's just hit him with everything he's got.
And Drago just smiled at him.
Get up!
Keep jumping away!
Come down!
Balboa is in serious trouble. They might have to stop this one before somebody gets killed.
Richard, grab it! Richard, grab it!
Pounding away at
him. Rocky's hurt. He woke the sleeping giant, and now he's paying the price. A right hand from Balboa sends Rocky Balboa 15 feet across the ring.
And the champ is down.
As Rocky stands, he's hit again hard in the face and staggers against the ropes.
Drago continuing to punish Rocky Balboa. He just will not let him out of that corner, and Rocky Balboa is just trying to get through this first round. The Russian just threw Rocky Balboa into his own corner like a rag doll. What a tough first 3 minutes for Rocky Balboa. He's not only fighting what appears to be an invincible opponent, he's also fighting a very hostile crowd and the Russian premier and most of the Politburo looking on.
What's happening out there?
He's winning. I see three of them out there.
Get the one in the middle.
Right. Hit the one in the middle.
Yeah.
Drago gets this advice. You're not doing as you're told. The American is small and weak.
No pain.
Keep working.
Here's the bell for round two. It's been a one-sided fight so far.
It'll take more than luck for Rocky to survive this round. Rocky's been hit with bombs.
Slipping up, Rock.
Rocky Balboa trying to stay in the middle of the ring against the big Russian.
Move there. Do what you gotta do. Stay with him.
The Russian picks Rocky up and throws him at the ropes.
Rocky, up, up.
And Balboa goes down again from a right hand. Bounces right back up.
Didn't kill out there.
Sorry, idiot!
Rocky Balboa has taken Ivan Drago's best punches so far. He's cut and he's bleeding, but he's on his feet. He's on the line.
He's cut!
Russian's cut! And it's a bad cut! And now it's Rocky Balboa coming after Ivan Drago!
Rocky's on the attack, jabbing continuously at the Russian's bleeding face. In America, Rocky's son and two friends leap up and down as they watch on TV.
Shaping up to be a personal war, and right now, it's anybody's boxing match.
You're doing good, Rocky. I'm better myself.
Drago is asked, how can you do this? He's nothing. He's soft.
Get him hurt back.
Yeah.
Now he's worried. Cut it. You're hurting. You see? He's not a machine. He's a man.
In his corner, Drago says, he's not human. He's like a piece of iron.
No pain. Okay, take it to him.
Round three. Drago stabs repeatedly at Rocky's head. Rocky doesn't get a punch in. It's the same in round four. Koloff, who sits with the government officials, smiles at the general secretary, who smirks with satisfaction. Blood dribbles from a cut on Rocky's right eye as they go into round five. Rocky seems to be tiring. The ref separates them. Drago gets in a powerful right hook, shaking Rocky, but he remains standing. Ludmilla glances slyly at Adrian, who lowers her head, not daring to watch the punishment being piled on her husband. Another right to Rocky's chin sends him reeling to the ground, but he refuses to stay down. At the start of round six, Rocky makes a comeback. blood now runs down Drago's face. The General Secretary's smile has disappeared as they go into round seven. Koloff looks positively glum. Now into round eight. Rocky has the Russian against the ropes. He pounds him relentlessly in the stomach and then unleashes a right hook to the chin. As Drago sits in his corner, he spits blood. Round nine. By now, the Russian has the upper hand, concentrating all his strength on the mighty blows he delivers. A left hammer blow to the face sends Rocky down. As cameras click, he's back on his feet again. As the round is about to finish, Rocky takes another fist in his face. Adrian lowers her head once more. Round 10 also belongs to the Russian. Duke looks horror-struck as Rocky takes blow after blow. Round 11, Rocky goes down again, but just keeps coming back at the Russian giant.
A few cheers now for Rocky Balboa. Suddenly, Lasko is pro-Rocky.
Into round 12, and the fighters seem now to be evenly matched. Rocky keeps taking a pounding, but he hits back with vigor.
No pain. No pain. Keep taking it.
The Russian has a cut eye treated and looks dazed as Rocky delivers blow after blow to his stomach. He then whacks Rocky time after time in the face. Neither will go down. The corner men rush in to help the ref separate them.
I tell you, Al, this place is ready to explode.
People, punch after punch, amazing willpower.
Neither man backing off, and Rocky Balboa's determination is actually beginning to win over what was once a hostile crowd.
This is incredible.
One more round. There's no stopping us now. This is our round.
The top politicians look disgruntled. One jabs a finger.
Don't stop it now. We're starting. We don't stop. All your strength, all your power, all your love, everything you've got.
Koloff grabs the Russian trainer and yells, "You train this fool. You're a disgrace." To Drago, he says, "Listen to them. Our people cheer for him, you idiot. Win." Drago picks him up by the throat. Ludmilla shouts from her seat. The Russian boxer drops him and shouts, "I fight to win. For me. For me."
Standing at the end of this round.
Drago snaps out a stiff jab. And another. Another. Rocky taking punishment, trying to get inside. He's completely exhausted.
Come on, Rock. What are you waiting for? Get out.
Forget Forget technique. Forget strategy. This is just a street fight. It's a question of who wants it most.
What is he doing? He's winning.
Mighty Russian goes down. The ref pushes Rocky away. Secretary stares icily at Koloff, who daren't meet his gaze. Rocky is draped in a big American flag and carried shoulder high. The boxing ring is crammed with people as Drago remains slumped in his corner.
I came here tonight. I didn't know what to expect.
Когда я вышел этим вечером на этот ринг,
I seen a lot of people hating me, and I didn't know what to feel about that. So I guess I didn't like you much none either.
Я думаю, что я не любил их тоже.
During this fight, I seen a lot of changing.
В течение всего этого боя я понял, что многое изменилось.
The way you felt about me and the way I felt about you.
И я почувствовал, что вы тоже изменились.
In here, there were two guys killing each other. But I guess that's better than 20 million.
Я думаю, что это лучше, чем даже 20 миллионов долларов.
So what I'm trying to say is that if I can change,
я думаю, что каждый тоже изменился сегодня.
And you can change.
Вы можете измениться.
Everybody can change.
Каждый может измениться.
The General Secretary stands up and slowly joins in the applause. The Politburo stands also, and they start clapping. Even Koloff, albeit reluctantly.
I just want to say one thing to my kid who should be home sleeping. Merry Christmas, kid!
You see what you get is just pop! I love
you! The son mouths to the TV, I love you. End.